Petra Hayden had a problem when she was a child.
I remember watching Looney Tunes cartoons and having the music stuck in my head, like...
And the problem kept getting worse. Soon it wasn't just TV songs, but movie scores, too. Now, Petra Hayden is the daughter of a famous jazz musician, Charlie Hayden. She's also an accomplished musician, former violinist and vocalist in the rock group That Dog. And she sung with Beck, Foo Fighters, Mike Watt, and Bill Frisell. But for her new album, she went back to that old affliction. Cue A Fistful of Dollars and The Man with No Name. For Petra Goes to the Movies, she decided to mostly ditch the instruments, though her dad and Bill Frisell do join her at times. This album and its 16 movie scores, from Psycho to Goldfinger, is largely a cappella.
The bass line is the anchor for me. And I started with the bass and either doubled that and then added the harmonies, sometimes added my own harmonies that I've always wanted to sing on the song. And then it just went on from there, singing violin parts and trumpet parts and just trying to emulate the sounds of the instruments.
Petra Hayden makes recording an a cappella version of songs written for orchestras sound easy, but she admits there are some odd pitfalls.
You know, after a while, hearing some of these songs, I think I sound like a chicken or something. It's like, pock, 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 you know? But, I mean, not really.
You know, I can see that in an ad. She sounds like a chicken, Rolling Stone.
I can't believe that I just said that. I sound like a chicken. Great. Buy my record, everyone.
Another cut we want to ask about. The superhero that defines them all. John Williams' theme from Superman. It struck me as fitting. It almost sounds like a chorus of Kids' Kazoos, not the London Philharmonic. And the more I heard it, the more I thought, you know, somewhere in this world today, there probably is a chorus of kids going, da, 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 you know, probably doing it that way.
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite movie. It always has been.
Which version you're talking about? The one that came out, the original Christopher Reeve?
Yes. Yeah. I've had a huge crush on him since I was little. I've had Superman posters. I had 2 vinyl records of the soundtrack. People knew how much I loved the music, and anyone that I watch it with, I'll recite all the lines. I know every single line in that movie. It's pretty funny.
Isn't there the moment when Lois says to Superman on the balcony, "How big are you?"
How tall are you? And she says, "And how much do you weigh?" And he says, "Oh, about 225." And she says, 225? But by the way, just how fast do you fly? I don't know, really. Never bothered to time myself. Say, why don't we find out?
Why don't we find out?
You mean I can fly?
I'd be handling the flying if that's okay.
I know the whole scene.
Oh, mercy. I'm very impressed. Very impressed. Petra Hayden, the musician of 1,000 instruments, mostly her voice, her new album, Petra Goes to the Movies. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.